This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Okay, so Tuesday on Fun Kids, it's Connor with you and Vic is finally here. Vic, how are we?
Oh, I'm good, thanks Connor, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I've been talking about you coming on the show all night long and you're finally here. I feel like all the listeners are sitting there like, when is she going to come, Connor? You've been talking about it for an hour.
I'm here now, don't worry, it's cool.
You're here, you're feeling good. How have you found 2021 so far? I know we're only a week in, but it's a bit of a strange year, isn't it, Vic? How's it been for you?
Well, you know what? It's been not dissimilar to 2020, I'll be honest with you. I'm trying to be as positive as possible, stay as positive as possible, and like hopefully bring a little bit of positivity to people around me. I'm in this weird situation where I'm a judge on the Women's Prize for Fiction, which is a reading a books competition. So I've got 57 books that I need to read in 2 months to judge them. So actually the lockdown sort of suits me quite well because I've got to get through these novels. So I'm just sitting in my house because nowhere else to go, reading all the time.
I can just about read one book in about a month, let alone 57 books. It's a lot of books. That's a lot of reading.
57, yeah. It's a lot of reading. I feel like I've gone slightly insane because I'm trying to make notes on all of them. So I've got post-its all over my house. Every time I think of something about a book, you write it down on a post-it, stick it somewhere, and you sort of forget which book is which, and there's books everywhere. It looks like the house of a mad woman. And it is in many ways.
And talking of books, talking of reading, talking of ultimate stories, you and Roman are back, aren't you? There's a new book out. This is exactly what we needed for 2021, isn't it? I think this is the news that everybody needed. This is exactly what we wanted in our lives.
Well, yeah. So we wrote a book back in 2019 called Listen Up. And we are very fortunate to have been asked to write a follow-up to that. And so this is Shout Out is our brand new book. And it's a continuation. It still follows Arthur and Grace, who... They have rival radio shows on their school radio station and they solve the mysteries of the school using their radio shows. But, you know, the mysteries have got a little bit deeper, a little bit more complex and more confusing. There's another school involved, a rival school, and the mysteries get intercollegiate. So they're trying to work out how so many competitions seem to be won by this other school who always seem to be one step ahead of them. And it's a book that I just really hope that, you know, people are going to like and enjoy and as you said, get that escape that we need right now when we don't really have much of the outside world to access to get to. Hopefully you can escape through the book. I just think it's so important to read as much as possible because it's a way of educating. It's a way of enjoying yourself, finding the magic. You know that feeling when you just cannot put a book down, you just want to get to the end, but then when you get to the end, you're sad because it's over. That I love that fervor. But equally, it's a book that's about using your voice. They use their voice because they have radio shows. There's also a student paper, but they protest because there's some developers who've come into town and they want to shut down the local park, demolish it and put luxury flats there. And they realise that they can use their voices. They can speak up to hopefully save the day and to hopefully overturn this decision. And it's a book about the power of your voice. And I hope that other kids reading it might be inspired to maybe start a radio station of their own or a student paper of their own, or just realise that whatever it is that they stand for and they believe in, if they stand up together and use their voices together, then they can make the world a better place.
I mean, you've summed it up there already. I mean, bang on. Every single part of the book has been covered there. You've just sold.
You've sold. Don't need to read it now.
Yeah, I think we're done, aren't we? Is that it? I mean, you've told the book already. Brilliant. I'm ready to read it.
I'm not told what happens at the end.
Do you know what? I think as well, it's so relatable for everybody that reads the book for the simple reason of whether you're a parent, whether you're a kid, whether you're our age who's been at school and now left school, there's always a rivalry with other schools. Even if you see them walking along the street, you look and you're like, that's the other school from down the road. You want to beat them at football. You want to look better in the uniform than them. There's always that little rivalry, isn't there, when you're at school?
Always. And the book opens as the girls are on their way to their football match against Summerby. So Victory Road is the school that Arthur and Grace go to, and Summerby is the rival school. And like all the way along, there's always that school. They keep beating them in all sorts of different things. You have to read the book to find out exactly what types of things, what type of contests and competitions. But yeah, I remember when I was at school, so the girls put out for like netball and that. I think it was Central High.
Oh,
yeah, Central High.
Vic, they sound like a school as well that you sort of want to beat. Central High. It's like, oh, yeah, we've got Central High. Yeah, they're the ones to beat. I wanted to talk to you about you and Roman as well. How did this come about? Because, of course, you are friends. You've done your radio show together as well. You've done the breakfast show. How did this come about, the book?
We have been really good friends for a long time, me and Ro. We met well before Capital, actually, well before we hosted the breakfast show together. So we did a show for Red Bull, a crazy show that took us to Paris for 10 very intense days of broadcasting. We did an ITV2 show together. And then we came together to do the breakfast show on Capital, where I was for 3 years. So we know each other very well. It's to describe our relationship, we're sort of like brother and sister. You know that relationship where you can tell each other anything. You know each other inside out. And so, yeah, we were approached and asked if we wanted to do a book together by Scholastic, who are the publishers. And we were like, yeah, what we do all day is tell stories, you know, with our mouths, with our voices. Let's try and do it in book form. And I love to write. I've been working as a journalist for many years and writing articles and essays, and yeah, so it was a challenge that we were both very excited to undertake. We had so many ideas for characters, and we had completely different upbringings and different schools that we went to, and we wanted to bring all the things that we remember from when we were at school and put it into this book, into this world that we created. So the process is it was an interesting one, because Roman is like, he's very visceral when he has ideas. Like, he is so creative, and we would sit and sort of brainstorm, workshop ideas, and just come up with ideas for the characters and the types of mysteries that they'd find themselves entangled in, and all the different plot lines. And he gesticulates wildly, like his arms are all over the place, and he jumps from one idea to the other. And I'm sitting there with my laptop, because I'm quite a methodical writer.
Yeah, you're trying to put it all together.
Okay, yeah, got it right. Yeah. trying to make it work in a structure, just like tapping away, and then I'll go away and I will sort of try and make this work as a story and make these ideas come together. And yeah, that's how we work. But you know, for the second book, because we actually got asked if we wanted to do a second book while we were still doing our little book tour with the first one. So Listen Up, it was amazing. We got to go around so many, like, schools, primary schools, secondary schools, and meet the kids and do lots of games and readings and just get properly involved. And so we were doing this tour of the schools with the first book, and we were asked, do you want to do a second one? Can you start thinking of ideas? So I remember being on the train back from one of those schools, and it had been my birthday that day, and the school had so kindly, they'd given me flowers and a cake. So I was like balancing some flowers and a cake on a train, and my laptop on my lap, while Roman's doing his gesticulating and his ideas, and I'm just trying to, with one hand, write all these ideas down. And that's how the second one came about. That's how Shout Out was born.
Oh, I love that.
Part of the message of the book as well is that we want to encourage kids to create if they can, if they want to, if they're interested in being a radio presenter or a journalist. In the book, you know, the kids, they set up a radio station, they have a student paper. All these things you can do from home. You don't need much. You really don't. If you want to start broadcasting or making your own clips or exploring subjects that you're passionate about or you're interested in, you can record yourself on your phone. You know, it's an outlet. Storytelling is my favorite thing in the world. And whether it's telling your own story or listening to the stories of others, which is what interviewing is, and people that you find interesting, telling their stories, helping their stories enter the world. Or if you want to write a book, now's the time to give it a go.
Do it. Yeah, do it. I think that as well. I think that's a brilliant message for any kid listening right now as well. If you're sitting there thinking, oh, I really want to do this, or I'm interested in that, just do it. Give it a go. You never know. You never ever know. Vic, you've been a breath of fresh air on the show. It's so lovely. You're so upbeat and excited, and it's really great having you on. Thank you so much for coming on and talking to us.
Thank you. Oh, it's so nice to speak to you, Connor. It's just it's nice to speak to someone.
I know, we could
our houses.
We could do this for the rest of the show, but I do have some tunes to play as well, so we must get back to the tracks as always.
Of course.
Vic,
I'm a massive fan of getting back to the tracks always.
Vic, final thing, okay, I just wanted to ask you this as well. So Roman done a little book sale on his Instagram. I'm sure you've seen it. It was a little video, and he done the impressions of different celebrities reading parts of the book.
Yeah.
We haven't had that from you yet, Vic. So when are we going to expect that video, and what celebrities are you going to be impersonating?
Okay, Connor, I can do one impression and one impression only.
Okay, right. Before you do it, one line that you've got in your head, maybe from the book or even the name of the book, tell us who the celeb is and go on, give it your best shot.
Oh my gosh. But I can only do this celebrity doing the one thing that they do. Okay, let me see if I can. Okay, so see if you can work out who this is. I'm going to have to do it to a tune as well. Shout out.
What?
Boys, save the day.
I have no idea who that is. I'm trying to be polite. You're a guest on my show and I'm meant to be like, oh, that was amazing, Vic. I have no idea who that is. You need to help me out here.
It was Ellie Goulding.
Right, there we go. I think we're finished. Thank you so much.
You can cut that bit out. I'm sure you can cut that bit out.
No, I'll tell you what. To everybody listening right now, we're going to clip that. I think I need to use that in my show every day somehow for 2021. No. I'm going to put it in there. I think it might be
As I said, the only thing I can do, the only impression I can do in the world is Ellie Goulding singing I Need Your Love. So I was trying to do it to the tune of that song. You know, I need your love, I need your time, everything's wrong, you make it right. That's it.
Yeah, I tell you, it's such a good impression. This has made my day. Vic,
no,
honestly.
Stop lying.
I'm being polite there. Thank you so much for coming on. This has honestly been one of my favourite interviews that I've done for a long while. So thank you so, so much. Honestly, so much nonsense rolled into one. I love it.
Thank you so much, Connor. We'll have a lovely rest of day.
Thank you so much. You're always welcome on. Shout out is available now as well. Roman and Vic, they've created a book. Go buy it. Go get it. Go read it. And yeah, it sounds like it's going to escape your mind for a little while as well. So do get involved. Vic, thanks once again. We'll see you later.
Thanks, Connor. Thanks for having me. Bye.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.